Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we have the executive director from NAWI on Scuba Radio with us right now. His name's Dallas, and he is with me. Dallas, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Greg, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me today. I'm excited about engaging with your listeners. I have a lot to tell you about NAWI.
Yeah, you know, you guys have a ton of stuff going on. You've kind of been through a renaissance of sorts over the last year or so. I mean, it's kind of crazy what's been going on over there. The headquarters is located in Tampa, and I hear there's some kind of big event actually going on this week. Is that right?
Well, right now this week we have all of our service center partners. So now we have global representation. We have service centers in Europe, Asia, Africa, Middle East, and South America and Brazil. All of those service partners are here for a week of meetings, and it's been exciting talking about the coming initiatives, what we've accomplished over the last 2 years. And I've been here as a executive director for about 2 years now. And the team here has been very, very hard at, you mentioned Renaissance. That's exactly what we're focused on, is the evolution of NAWI as a leader into the coming century.
That is awesome. And, you know, and it's been filtering over to me in Orlando, what you guys have been up to. I mean, especially this week, you got people from all over the world coming out here for this event. And what exactly are you guys doing? You are just planning out a new strategy for the year or the upcoming, you know, decade or something, or what?
Well, in fact, the NAWI board just met last month down in the Keys before the hurricane came. And we had a very productive meeting, set strategic goals to lead us into the future. And so following that strategic planning session, the worldwide partners came in. We've shared those goals. It involves things like the translation of NAWI products into so we expand our reach globally, a focus on all elements of aquatic instruction, from public safety diving to free diving, and of course our core programs related to scuba diving, and a real focus on safety. One of the things we also did this past year was a little bit of a groundbreaking leadership rescue course. So instead of, you know, going really far beyond just the what's taught in the average scuba rescue course, but saying, you know what, as dive leaders, professionals, our skills ought to be at the very top of the game. And we had a very productive, I think it was about a 3-day training session in concert with lifeguard systems, and put a group, the entire headquarters staff, went through the program with some of our directors and other NAWI members. And also, we have a partnership with the Tampa, with the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, excuse me. And some of their staff also joined us in the workshop. So a lot of focus on new programs, reaching into new markets globally. And just real exciting times here at NAWI headquarters.
Well, I bet. Now, what's going on exactly at the Florida Aquarium with you guys? What are you doing with them? Like setting up any kind of dive program there, or what are you doing?
Well, we are the NAWI curriculum, and NAWI training is at the core of all of their training programs. And, you know, I don't know if your listeners are aware of this, but, you know, I know I was sitting home one night watching the NBC Nightly News, and all of a sudden a story comes on about the top three aquariums in North America. And guess who's on that list is the Florida Aquarium here in Tampa.
Yeah, it's an excellent facility. I've been there a couple times. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
So they have programs with youth engagement, introducing kids as early as, I think it's around 7 or 8 years old, six. They have so many different aquariums with so many different exhibits, and kids and family members have an opportunity to do everything from very simple, float on the surface and interact and see fish and marine organisms in their natural environment. Well, at least a artificial natural environment.
Right.
And I guess that's an oxymoron. And
Well, they do pump the water in from the ocean right there in Tampa
they
Bay.
They bring it in from the, I found out they bring it in from the middle of the Gulf.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's even better. Yeah.
Yeah. And, and all the way up through a full certification program to train the public in diving. It's all NAWI curriculum. All of the staff members are NAWI instructors. And so we have a very close relationship with just an awesome program here in Tampa.
No way. That's something I didn't even know there, Dallas. So you're telling me that you can go to the Florida Aquarium and get certified to dive at the aquarium?
Yes, you can.
Wow.
They have a summer camp every year. For kids, I forget the exact age. I probably 10 to, I forget what the upper range is. But so they have a two-week summer camp where kids can come in as a non-diver and leave 2 weeks later as a NAWI certified scuba diver. And kind of cool, the DSO at the aquarium was telling us yesterday. We took our partners over to the aquarium on actually Monday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out in the scuba camp itself, the final day, they bring all the parents in for the kids for their little graduation ceremony. And while the parents are sitting down at the main exhibit, all of a sudden their newly certified scuba diver kids come floating down, diving with the sharks. So in the shark tank with all the big sand tigers swimming around, here they're 10, 12-year-old kids coming down with scuba gear on, swimming with the sharks. The parents are watching.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is a pretty awesome checkout dive.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And here's a little tidbit to pass on. All NAWI divers, part of our alliance, partnership with the Florida Aquarium, come on over to the aquarium, show them your NAWI diver card, and get 10% off admission.
Well, there you go. That's a nice little bonus for being a NAWI diver. Yeah, we're talking about doing some stuff with NAWI here at Scuba Radio over the next year, and I might do some continuing education. I mean, heck, I might have to come over there and do that Florida Aquarium thing. I haven't been in the water myself, but I've been to the facility many times, and it is pretty a unique aquarium setup. And in that they flush the water in from the ocean all the time, too. It's not like a closed system, per se. So they have some unique critters over there, and it's a really nice facility and a great way for the public to kind of, I don't know, it's almost like a gateway drug to diving. You follow me there, Dallas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We need to use every element we can to bring more people into the underwater world, and that sounds like a great program.
Greg, here's an idea for you. Let us know when you want to come over, and why don't you do one of your shows from the Florida Aquarium. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome. And I think we will definitely add that to the list for sure. Now, let's look towards the DEMA show, because I know you guys are planning a big rollout of stuff to the industry. Can you shed any light on that or what you're planning to do or what?
Well, of course, we'll have most of the headquarters staff will be at the show. We have a fantastic booth. We're looking for the opportunity to talk with members. And anyone else interested in learning more about NAWI? NAWI is really unique because we are, to the best of my knowledge, from a global perspective, the only truly membership association that in dive training. So it gives us kind of a unique niche in a larger community.
Mm-hmm.
This year at DEMA, NAWI will be personally producing over 40 seminars for NAWI members, and most of those are open to the diving public. So anyone at DEMA is welcome to come in. They want to learn more about NAWI, NAWI training methods, NAWI programs. We're doing everything from seminars on knot tying to, my old cave instructor told me one time, if you can't tie a knot, tie a lot.
Yeah, okay.
But,
practice makes perfect.
So,
absolutely.
So this seminar will go back to basics. So we have a knot tying seminar. We have seminars on leadership development within the NAWI curriculum, public safety diving workshops. So again, over 40 workshops scheduled. First aid instructor workshops with our alliance with Dan. Dan certainly is recognized in the diving industry as a leader in first aid training and dive safety. Now he is very happy to partner with Dan, and we have aligned our first aid programs to share that curriculum and the training methods to really bring a whole new level of safety to the diving community.
Well, I would agree with you on that. I mean, that's a great combo, Divers Alert Network and the National Association of Underwater Instructors. I'm going to have to do some more with that, and we are definitely going to do that over the coming weeks here on the big show. Dallas, thank you so much for the update, and we wish you continued success with NAWI and look forward to seeing you at the DEMA show, okay?
You got it, Greg. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the show and meeting some of your listeners.
Check out NAWI.org, and know we have more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified, a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so last week we were doing our Hurricane Roundup show, and the one person I wasn't able to connect with was my buddy Jeff Terode, or better known as Captain Cocktail, especially during the Halloween time frame. He has a costume, the whole thing. I think there's a cape and a mask involved. Am I right, Jeff?
Are you telling all the secrets now, aren't you?
And maybe a mug of his favorite concoction.
Yeah.
But you're in Pompano Beach, and we were down there just a few weeks ago celebrating the sinking of the Okinawa, and then here comes Hurricane Irma to screw things up for everybody. So I need to get a firsthand report of what has happened down there in Pompano or in Fort Lauderdale as far as the wrecks, especially the new ones. Anything?
Yeah, well, Irma gave us a little bit of a beating. I mean, most of the reefs, they had quite a bit of sand on them, and some of the soft corals were uprooted. But, you know, for all in all, it did pretty good. A couple of the wrecks had some bad damage to them. The Okinawa actually is leaning to port now about 30 degrees, and some of the artwork got destroyed on it. But the main character on the wreck, the mermaid, is still there.
All right. Well, that was the main thing that everybody cared about anyway. All the other stuff was nice, don't get me wrong, but at least the mermaid made it through.
Yeah, the mermaid. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a replica of her at DEMA. So everybody, those of you that are attending DEMA are...
Well, like a real life
booth, you'll see her.
Well, like a real life reenactment,
life size statue of her.
Oh, okay, not a real person. Because I said I could supply a real mermaid for you.
We tried to get a real mermaid, but apparently some guy named Greg Hold has hired them all. So
yeah,
I don't know.
You got to talk to the big cheese. You got to talk to King Triton when it comes to the whole mermaid wrangling thing. So, you know.
Master.
Okay. Well, who knows? You know, you feed them a cocktail or two. It may still happen at the DEMA show. That is always a possibility.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but the mermaid.
Take a picture with them anyway.
But the mermaid statue. What about the mirror ball? Did that make it too, or did that get whacked off?
The mirror ball did not. It is missing in action. We're not sure where it ended up, but. Yeah. Good news is we already have another one, and we will be mounting it back on the mermaid. So,
okay.
The gazing globe, they call it.
Gazing globe, right.
Okay. Be back in action as soon as this weather. I think we're getting all of our hurricanes for the next 10 years out of the way this year, apparently.
That would make sense. Yeah, I mean, every 10 years or so, you know, it seems like we get whacked by something. So
maybe
that was it.
I feel our fellow compadres over in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't even. It was bad enough here. I can't even imagine what they went through.
Well, I know.
We can't even imagine.
Quite a few of those stories already, and, you know, there's a lot of relief efforts already going on, including through
Good
DEMA.
To hear.
Yeah, you know, we're going to hear a lot more about that at the DEMA show, I have a feeling, as well.
Yeah.
All right. So the Okinawa, that's the newest wreck, and that, you know, is you know, leaning a little bit now, but hey, that's okay. It's just a different type of dive. If you already dove it, now you have another reason to go check it out. What about the other wrecks?
Well, think about it. It's the Spiegel Grove in reverse.
Okay. You can look at it that way.
The Spiegel Grove was over on its side, then it was upright.
Right.
So we're just doing it the other way around.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well, you got to remember, she hadn't been down that long, so she really didn't have time to settle in good on the bottom. The actual tug did not sustain any damage, but just some of the artwork that we had put on it and the fact that she's leaning over, but she's still fully intact and good shape. And
yeah.
Good dive. You can penetrate, go through, all the way through it. So,
well, that's what counts. It's a really cool swim-through dive, for sure. Just a fun little jungle gym kind of thing underwater. It's pretty impressive.
She came up to 35 feet. You got to figure, you got 20-foot waves.
Yeah.
It's going to do something.
Yeah, it's going to make the boat a rock little bit, possibly.
I would have loved to have had a camera on there, a webcam. Man, that would have been something to watch.
Well, next time. Yeah,
next year. The Scuba Radio Hurricane webcam. I can see it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's going to be pretty low on the list.
No.
You think?
Or low on the budget.
Yeah, that too, for sure.
That too, right?
Yeah, so what about some of the other wrecks in the area? What's been happening? You say the reefs were okay. Some soft corals got whacked, as you would expect, but, you know.
The Ancient Mariner sustained quite a bit of damage, but it had been damaged previously during Wilma.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Irma kind of did it in pretty much. There's quite a bit of damage on it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, it's been down a long time, so it's deteriorated a lot to begin with.
Right.
The newer ships, like the Lady Luck, didn't really sustain any damage at all.
Okay, well, that's good.
And Okinawa, like I said, the actual tug didn't, but some of the artwork did, and the fact that Lady Luck is still perfectly upright.
Okay.
So
you're good there.
You know, it's just the shallower wrecks that took most of the beating. A lot of the deeper wrecks are still in pretty good shape.
Well, the Ancient Mariner. The Ancient Mariner, is that the one that's already kind of all scattered around and just like the frame and stuff? Or which wreck is it? I dove it when I was down there lobster hunting last time. And it was
Talking about the Copenhagen?
Yes, the Copenhagen. Yeah, that one's already broke up.
The interesting thing about the Copenhagen is, though, you can see about 20% more of the wreck.
Okay, right.
A lot of the sand was scraped off of it.
Yeah.
So a lot more of the wreck is actually visible now.
All right, well,
you know,
see,
it went down in 1900. It's been buried for the most part.
So there's another reason to go down there and dive that. See, that's what I'm saying.
It'll be some new spots on it that you haven't seen.
Yeah, and I've heard that the lobsters have been stirred up too, by the way. Are you still getting reports of people cleaning up on lobster hunting right now, or what?
Yeah, when we first got back to work, I mean, they were. Problem was, you couldn't in the beginning, you couldn't see much further than your lobster looper,
right?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
But you know, as the visibility cleared up, they were catching quite a few of them.
All right.
And they walked about, I want to say it was about a week and a half after the hurricane.
Yeah.
They actually walked in shallow water, and they were getting a lot of them in shallow water.
Yeah, you didn't call me.
Yeah, well, I figured, being the lobster slayer, that you would already know this, you know.
Yeah, I heard about it from other friends. I heard it from other so-called friends.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, we know where you rape.
Yeah.
Well, he's Captain Cocktail.
Trust me, my friend, I wasn't diving him either. I was setting back up after the hurricane.
All right. Yeah, he was distracted. Yeah. I'll give you a little slack on that.
Put everything back together, you know, that you took apart before the hurricane.
Fair enough. All right, that's Jeff Trode, South Florida Diving Headquarters, southfloridadiving.com. Jeff, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, my friend. Take care, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
We got more coming up. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Dan from Reef Safe on the line with me right now. And Dan is riding high right now. He doesn't really want to talk about this too much, but I'm going to make him, or at least acknowledge it, because it's just been proven in court, so to speak, that Reef Safe is indeed Reef Safe. They've been dealing with so much BS over the last couple of years from some competitors disparaging the Reef Safe brand. And, you know, he can't really talk about it a whole lot. But the bottom line is, once again, as we keep telling you over and over and over again, Reef Safe sunscreen products are indeed Reef Safe. And you feel pretty good about that, right? You can say that much, right, Dan?
I can say we are definitely Reef Safe, and, you know, Moat Marine has stood behind us and did the testing.
Yeah, and it's good. And it's unfortunate you've had to deal with unfair business practices of people kind of, you know, claiming they're better and blah, 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 and it's just nonsense. It's just competitive nonsense. And you know what? I've been behind you since day one, and it's glad to see some of this stuff finally come to light. And I'm sure you'll be talking about that and then some at the DEMA show coming up here, you know, next month, right?
Yeah, we're already getting the booth ready and getting the crates packed and getting prepared for the next chapter of positive things to happen.
There you go. Yes. Look to the future, a brighter future. But you'll be lathered up with Reef Safe sunscreen so you don't get any, like, skin cancer stuff.
Don't forget Land Shark. So we're going to have a... unveiling of the Land Shark, which is the mineral base that applies virtually transparent, And you've used that, right?
I have. I love it. And matter of fact, we're going to have a couple of bottles of that on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise next week for all the scuba cruisers. So I got to, I'm protecting them. I'm not going to lather them up. I'm not going to put it on for them, but I'm going to give them some stuff to lather up with and protect themselves from the harmful UV rays and all that kind of stuff. And still, you know, protect what we love, which is the reef.
Yep.
It's great.
Thanks
stuff.
Again.
You got it. TropicalSeas.com. Check it out or ask for it at the local retailer near you. All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm obsessed with sharks. I love sharks. I love when they kill people. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's not the part most people love.
No, but it's the part they get excited about.
Yes.
Always be there.
I'm not sure if he knows, but this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We talk sharks and everything else that we may see under the water, and we love them. They're good critters to see for sure. But look, I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are covering the Caribbean as much as we can and talking to our friends today on the big show. And I have Jeremiah on from Curacao as we speak. Welcome to the big show. How are you, Jeremiah?
I'm doing fantastic. Great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, you know, we have some big plans with our friends from Curacao coming up here for December. We're going to spend Christmas in Curacao, and we're going to talk about that a bit more here in just a bit. But first, I know, you know, your hearts are a little saddened by what's been going on in the news, especially with the hurricanes, with Dominica, St. Martin, and you guys been doing your part to help out your fellow dive operators and sister countries and islands there in Curacao. Am I right?
Well, that's correct. I can't imagine if a storm came through and took out our island. Curacao is lucky to be south of the hurricane belt, and we're doing just fine down here. Unfortunately, our friends, especially up in St. Martin, Dominica, they're struggling. We, as an island, a lot of their schools, a lot of their children, and a lot of the families have been relocated to here. Even my daughter's got three kids from St. Martin that are taking classes with her right now. And it's been great to see the community effort here. Everyone's donating. Everyone's sending food. The Marines on the island are running up back and forth and taking supplies up there. So, you know, we're very fortunate that everything is business as usual down here. We are, you know, very lucky to be south of that hurricane belt. But, yeah, it's real sad to know that our friends are struggling, but.
Well, no doubt. And we'll see some of them at the DEMA show here in a couple weeks for sure and catch up along those lines. But it's good to hear that you guys are helping out, and because it is. You know, all the islands in the Caribbean, they're kind of like states in the U.S. You know, like one state has a problem, they go down to help them out because they had a hurricane or whatever. You know, it's very much like that same thing. Now, are you getting any concerns, though, from people that have booked vacations and, you know, see the news and think, oh, it's Curacao still there? I mean, have you been fielding some concerns from callers and stuff like that, even in Curacao?
Absolutely. Actually, even funnier, I'm getting it from friends and family that think that I'm right in the middle of the eye. And it's like, guys, it's, 500 miles north of me.
So, right. Yeah.
But well, yeah, it's nice that people are thinking about you, and it's nice that you have concerns. But and we are fielding those questions. But no, everything down here, it's a great time of year to be diving. The water's super warm, and it's flat, and the visibility's great, and having some good diving.
Well, I can't wait to get down there myself with our crew. Like I said, we're planning to spend Christmas in Curacao this year. It's going to be so much fun. And I don't mean December 25th. I mean a special Curacao Christmas, like the first week of December. We're going to be down there and kind of getting a taste of the local flavor. And little did I know, I mean, I just figured, you know, we're going to spend the month of December, go down there and have some fun. But actually, the time of year that we're going is when you guys actually celebrate Christmas in Curacao. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, being from the United States, it was always a little strange to me that Christmas itself, the 25th that is so big in the United States, is really not that big for the Dutch. But December 5th, is really the Dutch Christmas. They call it Sinterklaas. And yeah, you have Sinterklaas and Zwarte Piet, and you know that that is
Wait, say that again. Sinterklaas and what?
Zwarte Piet. It's like Santa's little elves.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I thought you said something about peas. I was like, what? What are we going to bring vegetables into the mix here?
No, Zwarte Piet. That's my best Dutch.
Okay. Well, I got to get up, you know, work up some Dutch or get some kind of app that'll translate for me or something. But that's why we're going. We're going to go get a little taste of what this whole thing is. So, I mean, they do a big to-do, like for a week, though, celebrating Christmas there in Curaçao, right?
Well, certainly. I mean, as the old story goes, he arrives in a tugboat here in Curaçao at least a week, 10 days beforehand. And then he goes around the island, makes sure to see who's been naughty and who's been nice. And all of his little helpers go around and collect all the lists from the children to see what everybody wants. And it's it's a fun time of year. Yeah, and we're lucky enough that then we have Christmas after that we still celebrate. So
okay,
December's a festive month, and having Scuba Ray down here is going to be great as well.
Well, you know, it'll be like having a little element of Krampus mixed in there. I don't know. Do you know about Krampus?
I don't. Share.
You don't want to know. Trust me. But we'll try to keep it nice and clean and Christmas-like. But yeah, I look forward to it. I love doing things like this, you know, interacting with the local dive operators and the culture and stuff like that. And last time I was in Curaçao, literally, was like 20 years ago. So this is going to be quite a treat for me on many, many levels. And the fact that we're going to, you know, spend it during a Christmas-themed element mixed in is just going to be icing on the cake, for sure. And
20 years, where have you been hiding, my friend? Now, this place has only gotten better in that time, too.
Well, I have
really
no doubt.
Enjoy the change.
You know, and why I haven't been back, I can't, well, maybe the statute of limitations have finally worn off. I don't know. But, you know, back in the day, early days of Scuba Radio, it was one of our first big trips that we did, and it was the kids' sea camp thing. I think that started there in Curaçao.
It certainly did with Margo. That's correct.
And we were at the first one, and we had a great time. I brought my family out there, and you know, we just had a good old time and just haven't had the opportunity to come back. But it was great diving, very colorful, clear, warm water, easy diving. I mean, I still vividly remember it, so I'm anxious to get back there and see what, you know, has changed and just get a little better taste for the culture, too, because that's one of the things that I really loved about Curaçao even then was that there was so much to do topside and to go look around. You get that little Willemstad place there on the water, the colorful buildings and the floating bridge, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's actually the downtown is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, which is funny. And those colorful buildings, I'll tell you a quick little story that's quite entertaining. The story goes that the governor back in the days, all the buildings were white, and he complained that he was getting headaches from all the bright buildings and all the reflections, so he had them all painted in colors to relieve his headaches. And then they found out after he passed away that his family owned the paint store.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's perfect. I love that. Yeah.
And that has lasted, and the colors are still there. They're required to repaint them every couple of years. It's beautiful. You Google Curaçao, and I mean, that's what brought me here, the beauty, the culture, the diversity. It's a big melting pot, and there is so much to do, and it's a great island to live in. You don't get island fever. I've been here 11 years now, and I don't plan on going anywhere. It keeps getting better and better, like I said.
Well, that's the thing. If you want to go to a place and get away from it all, that's one thing. You go to a certain part of the island and probably experience just that. But if you want to just get out there and have a really cool resort-type vacation, you have those amenities available and super cool resort places. But the diving is great. It's just really easy. It's clear. It's clear water and very colorful coral.
Well, right? And arguably some of the healthiest reefs in the Caribbean. You know, the Dutch were kind of into environmental protection before it was real popular. And, you know, we're lucky enough that we are shaped like an airplane wing. So the currents really take all the bad stuff and it just goes right on by. Nothing really sits here. So our corals and marine life is very, very healthy.
That is excellent. Well, I can't wait to see that and, you know, visit all the sites we can with some of the dive operators there in Curaçao, including yours there. We can't wait to do that, Jeremiah. But the Christmas thing, do you guys do anything with the divers on the island or guests? Do you do like this underwater Christmas tree thing or anything crazy like that for the holidays? Like,
we have so many Christmas tree worms, we just leave it at that.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's right.
Yeah. Of course, we decorate and we celebrate. Mostly for that, it's time. We have a lot of – we really appreciate the locals here on the island. We're a guest here on their island, and I have a lot of them that work for us, and so we just make sure that they get to enjoy the time with their families, and it's important for them. And of course, taking people for awesome dives is our daily business, and we always are dedicated to that. But
well, I'm sure. Do you have a lot of people come down there and come out specifically for this Christmas time, thing for in Curacao?
Absolutely. I mean, we're lucky enough to have a year-round season, so we're pretty, consistent year-round. But you can say that our high season is when it's cold everywhere else. So when it's cold in the Netherlands or it's cold up north, so from October, through March, April, and stuff like that, we get a consistent flow. Of course, there is a lot of Dutch people that like to celebrate Sinterklaas with some sunshine. So they like to get out of the Netherlands, come over, and hang out with us. So
You don't have snowmans, but you can make a sandman, I guess. I don't know, on the beach or God knows what else. But
for sure.
Yeah, I would much rather hang, for Christmas in Curacao. I just know. I like that whole vibe. But people think, like, oh, you're going to not feel like in the holiday spirit. That is such a misnomer. I mean, even down in the Florida Keys and places like that where it's nice and warm, during the Christmas time season, it's a great time to experience it, and kind of brings everyone together. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're going to enjoy it so much, I think you're going to make this an annual event. Huh?
I love the way you think, my friend, and I cannot wait to experience it once again. Christmas in Curacao, you hear all about it coming up in December on The Big Show. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water. Give me good water.
Well, water's expensive. Rum is cheaper in the Caribbean. And since we're towards the end of the show, I think it's official that we can kick off Scuba Radio Happy Hour. And that's perfect timing, because I have Brooke from Tank Rum on Scuba Radio right now. Brooke, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm swell. You know, you guys have been working on this tank rum for some time, and it's pretty cool because, you know, rum is one thing, but the packaging that you have developed for the tank rum, it looks like a scuba tank, a clear scuba tank, and it's filled with rum, clear rum, and or platinum rum is what I was told when I saw the guys at the Wine and Spirits trade show. Is that right? Platinum?
Yep. It's a very high-end rum from Reunion Island, which is off the coast of Africa. It's a territory of France. It's a great rum, so we're excited for everyone to try it and test taste it against their favorite white rums, and you'll clearly see why it's a platinum rum, and we're excited for everyone to try it.
Yes. Well, all I've seen so far is the packaging, which was quite a head-turner. You know, at the DEMA show last year, but now it is shipping. You have it available. What is it, in Florida and in California, or where is it at right now, or available?
Yeah, so we've launched. It's been available since June. We're in a handful of states: Florida, California, Pennsylvania, and we're locking down a few more states. So it should be available in a few more in the next few weeks. And the packaging has had an amazing response. We're really proud of how the bottle turned out. It looks like a scuba tank. The glass is super clear. It feels heavy, and everyone's had great things to say about it.
Yeah, this is one of those type of bottles of rum that you will not want to throw away the bottle after you drink it. Of course,
yeah,
it'll be a big part of it. Yeah, but you're going to want to hang this, you know, out in your place as a piece of art. It's pretty cool looking for sure. And yeah, you know, they're going to be at the DEMA show, is at least the plan. We're trying to work out a deal where we're going to have them at the DEMA show with us as part of our 20-year anniversary and do a little thing with Tank Rum. We'll see how that unfolds over the next couple of weeks. But I know you're excited because it has been a several-year project to get this thing to market. And finally, yeah, your baby has been born. Is that a good way to describe it there, Brooke, or what do you think?
Exactly. Yeah, it's been about 2 years, and we've gone through a whole bunch of different processes and had our ups and downs, and people say yes and no, we can make this. And so we figured out how to bring this tank rum bottle to life and how to fill it, which was one of our one of the biggest difficulties we ran into, and how to seal it. And now it's here in the U.S. and we're really proud of it.
Yeah, well, as you should be. And you know, I have had the opportunity to taste it, and it's a tasty rum, especially mixed with your favorite concoction. What would you call this, a sipping rum or a mixing rum, or it's just your choice?
So tank rum can definitely be sipped. We've had a lot of people that just want to drink it on ice, but it definitely goes well into premium cocktails, and so a lot of bars see it as a high-end white rum that they use in their premium cocktails. So I love a cold mojito with tank rum, and I think that's my favorite. And so you can go either way.
Well, there you go. Okay, well, whatever you prefer. Now, how did you guys decide where to get the rum from? I mean, it's almost like, I think, and you know, excuse me if I'm wrong here, but Didn't you come up with the idea of the tank first and then said, hey, we want to find a rum that will match the quality of the packaging, or am I wrong? How did you come up with where to go
get
your rum?
Yeah, we found a distillery in Fiji, of all places, that we love the quality of the rum, and for a few different reasons, their distillery decided not to work with any third-party companies, and so that... we kind of had to turn around, and then at that point, yes, we did have the idea for the packaging and needed to go out and find a new distillery. So one of our advisors actually is very connected to rum distilleries and pricing and logistics, and gave us a few different distilleries to interview and talk to about our recipe and what we were looking for. And so we narrowed it down, and the one in Reunion Island actually... was our favorite and worked out well for the logistics of our bottles and bottling and shipping. So that's how we decided.
Okay. So, but there was definitely a tasting competition, so to speak.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And how long did that take? Because I would have stretched that process out as long as possible. You know what I'm saying? There were several parties and events and things.
Yeah, it seems like the process could never end. So we had to kind of cut it down to as quick as we could. But then again, we wanted a product that we loved ourselves. So I would say it was probably... That was maybe the longest part, 8 months. And most of it was shipping the samples back and forth and figuring out, you know, do we like sample A, B, C? These are the changes. Okay, let's make these changes. And then it would take another month for the distillery to make the changes and then ship them all the way to the U.S. So it was a long process, but we're excited with how it turned out.
Well, a long and enjoyable process, at least the tasting part of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, you know, it is, I'm very happy for you. Tankrum.com, you can go check them out and see the packaging and how cool this little scuba tank full of rum looks. It's pretty impressive. And if you're going to drink rum, you might as well drink rum that's made for divers, kind of, you know, not while you're diving. Don't try to strap this on your back and go underwater. But after you're done diving and having a little cocktail, this would be the perfect way to end the day and share a few fish tails with friends. I think I should have one right now, Brooke. You with me?
Definitely.
All right, there you go. And we'll end it at that. All right, remember, next week we're going to be live from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, so make sure you join us for that. Till then, remember, it is always better where, Brooke?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.